Welcome to the Ether. Today is Monday, May 2nd, 2022. Today on the Ether, Super Terra meets Big Biz World. Let's take a listen.
Hello.
Hello.
Great to have you guys here. We'll look to get kicked off in a moment. I think we've got a few people that have joined us. I'll just do a little bit of an intro and then we can get into it. As always, these events will be recorded by my friends from Terra Spaces, who will be picking up and making the audio sound a little bit better than perhaps it is in live, and sound levels and everything else. They do a fantastic job for the Terra community. So thank you first to those guys. Today, starting the week with a fun project, Singapore-based Big Biz World, who are looking to do their first mint of a humorous project that takes something that may be perceived to be quite gross in real life, but making it actually into some fun art. But there's obviously a lot more to the project than that. And so this really is just going to be an informal chat with the team. And as always, an opportunity, if anyone wants to ask questions later in the session, feel free to press a request and we'll get you up to speak. So without further ado, welcome Big Biz. I imagine for you it's probably the middle of your evening. It's sort of lunchtime for me where I am. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey, hi everybody. I'm the co-founder of Big Biz World, and I run this project together with my artist Cutus, right? I run the community marketing side of things while she draws all the poops, right? So maybe I just give everyone an introduction about myself and what the project is about. You know, in terms of this project, as you all can see that Big Biz World is a poop team project where our core, sort of utility revolves around passive income, charity giving, and also focusing on merchandise. We only have 888 pieces in the project, as we wanted to keep it relatively small and to also slowly build from there on. Our team goals includes releasing merchandise, expanding the lore of the Big Biz World, right? Eventually going cross-chain, as well as releasing our Poppy token in future, for which there'll be quite a bit of use cases. We also want to cultivate a fun community where we regularly, host exclusive games, new prizes such as NFTs and UST, and our team really believes in building for the future, and this is only just a start. So how this project started was when I first stumbled on the world of crypto more than a couple of years back, and I went into a sort of frenzy trying to read out on what it was, how it works, and so on, right? It was there that I consumed so many YouTube videos, reading out on all the different blockchains, and was so engrossed in it. Then I stumbled upon NFTs and was like, what the heck was that? What does non-fungible token mean, right? I explored more and realized that it means that something is unique and can't be replaced with something else. It actually assigns an unique identity to an artwork or anything on the blockchain. And then NFTs exploded with some of these artwork going for tens of millions of dollars, and that's when all the world's attention came to focus on NFTs. For me, I really find it really interesting that we could do so much with NFTs, like being able to say that this particular piece of art belongs to a certain owner, and that you're able to say that you actually own something in the digital space without being able to go through a sort of a centralized registry or centralized authority. Our team is really inspired by what NFT brings to the table in terms of its utility and the ability to let every one of us own a piece of art that they may not usually be able to do so in traditional mediums. And that's just a starting point, right? With that, I reach out to my friends to see if anyone wants to do an NFT project together. And just nice that, you know, let's call her Cutus, right? A professional artist by profession wants to get into this space as well. So we also received quite a bit of inquiries from friends who are essentially game developers, but you know, they are not involved right now, but they may be in future. So yeah, so with just Cutus and me, we came out and do this project, right? And then and we eventually, you know, landed on the Poop team, right? So I guess we get a lot of questions of why Poop, right? Because it's very different from the other sort of NFTs teams out there, like apes, skeletons, you know, punks, and so on. Why Poop? Well, you know, our Poop is actually meant to be quite cute, right? And you know, Cutus and me, we it's really the focus of her career, right? She's a professional artist, and drawing cute stuff has always been her specialization. She has been drawing quite a bit of you know, comics in her day job, right? And picking Poop was actually quite a no-brainer for her, as she sees it as a chance to actually, you know, make something unconventional and relatively quite disgusting into something that's cute and appeals to everyone, right? It's like everyone can know Poops, and you know, you probably poop you know, once per day or so, but how do you make it mainstream and acceptable by everyone, right? It's just like, you know, the penis team plush toy in Japan, right? It's also a major opportunity for us to, you know, make some puns, you know, push her, you know, Poopiter, the planet where the sentinel poops live in. And our name of the project, Big Beast World, also stands for Poop in some countries as well, right? So we built an entire world and lore around our poops, and really we're just at the starting point of lore building as well as, you know, world building, right? All our art pieces are actually hand-drawn by, you know, the artists, and there's no auto-generator use. Why we are doing this, approaching this way, is that being an artist, she wants to make sure that the quality is there, and is insistent that she puts together every piece with the greatest care. We want to ensure that every holder can enjoy the artwork when they meet, right? And that's why we choose to be, we take the more, you know, tougher road of putting everything together by hand, right? Each poop has a unique name, right? And as well as own species, you know, and that's how we ensure that, you know, each piece is actually quite unique in from the get-go. And we have species such as, you know, poops, snails, donuts, you know, monkey poops, adventure poops, skeleton poops, and many other more species, right? We really put in a lot of effort to think on what's possible and make it into something fun. Also, some of our pieces, just to mention, is that they do have dialogue, right, which really helps to add some character to them. You know, we have the snail poops that actually talks to the poops that actually sits on them, right, and so on. Pretty sure we are one of the few NFT projects that really adds words or dialogues to our NFT, right? And really, you know, why we are put team is really, we think that having more variety in the NFT space is really quite good. You know, we can't get any more apes or monkeys or skeletons or punks out there, I guess. Yeah. Any questions as of now?
Absolutely. No, thank you. That's a really, really good intro. I think for me, one of the things that really appeals about this is there's a real sense of fun around the project. And I think you've covered already quite a few areas I was going to explore, probably just worth kind of repeating it for listeners sort of listening back later as well. So essentially, it's a project. I think in terms of the number of pieces, 888, which of course is a lucky number in many parts of the world. But I think importantly for me, the humor side of it, I think, is really good. And it's certainly needed in the crypto space, but also importantly, hand-drawn pieces. Obviously, a lot of the larger collections are, in some cases, you know, generated from a base template. Nothing wrong with that, by the way. I have many of those in my own collection as well that I do enjoy. But I also like the puns that you've done. Kind of holy is what I'm looking at on the website. For reference, the website is bigbizworld.xyz. There's a lot of information there on the team, some really good visual content on the art. Something I'd be interested to learn a little bit more about, perhaps you can share with the audience as well, is your the plans for your poopsery, or the treasury that you have, a little bit more about how that's going to really kind of generate a long-term plan to support the project.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for that. I think really, you know, what we wanted to do as a project was really to make something fun, like you mentioned. And it really starts with the team, which is Poop, right? So with the Poop team, we could really do a lot more in terms of trying to find something fun to start with, right? And as well as growing the universe from there on. Really, we have plans to really expand into much more, you know, funnier stuff and you know, things like, you know, toilets and everything. So, and really our art style is really quite, you know, I would say relatively quite simple, right? You know, we don't want, intend to make it too complicated, and then just to make sure that everyone can actually, you know, enjoy artwork and sort of appeal to the younger generation as well. But I think that's the approach that we are taking, right? And hopefully that works well, you know, in the long term, right? And we have a lot of ideas, but I guess we're starting with the Poop team first, right? Yeah.
No, that's great. I think something else that I like is that this is, you've got a plan for a kind of longer term vision for the project, and you're looking to sort of bring in opportunities to collaborate. And I've already seen some very good ones that you've done. And you've really built this not overnight. Yeah, you've taken a few months to sort of bring it to life. I think you first came to my attention probably 2 or 3 months ago, just because of the amusing art style and subject matter, which is very different. I just wanted to, is there anything more you could share in terms of you talk about obviously some of the collaborations you're looking to do, and indeed effectively what a holder of one of the Big Biz World poops will actually benefit from in terms of, if you like, opening opportunities with other projects.
Yeah, so I guess boils down to our utility, right? So our project combines elements that we should believe in, right? You know, giving back charity as well as providing returns to our NFT holders. We wanted to make sure that, you know, in terms of our NFT holders, right? All right. And when we created this project from the get-go, we wanted to make sure that actually we do contribute to the society at large, right? Less well-off communities better off. So a percentage of our mint and royalties will go to Angel Protocol, making sure that less fortunate actually benefits from our mint. And a percentage of the mint and royalties will also be returned to our NFT holders, as well as invested in the treasury, which is called the Poopsery, right? For now, we put it in the Anchor protocol, but once we have a sizable amount, we'll get to asking the community, right, you know, what kind of fun stuff they want to do with it, like, you know, degen investment strategies and so on. Of course, these dividends will actually accrue back to the community as well. Well, we also host NFT holders exclusive games in our Discord as well, and you know, there'll be prizes to be won and so on. We continuously try out new games, you know, not only poker but also you know, Scribble, you know, Four Guys, stuff like that. And we have plans to actually collaborate with some of our, you know, projects, NFT projects in the space, you know, cross chain, over on Terra, you know, guys that we know. To actually offer, you know, whitelists and NFTs for project opportunities from their projects, right, to our holders, right? We are well connected to, you know, some of the you know, NFT projects in the space, right? And ultimately what we do and will be decided by the community, right? And you know, where the project goes to, we will ultimately consult the community and our NFT holders, and they have a say in where the project goes.
Excellent. I think that's really important as well, having community at the heart of it. Something else that I'm interested in, and I think you very briefly touched upon it, you're looking at creating, you know, merchandise that will support the project. Are you able to share a bit more about perhaps timescales and plans for that?
Yeah, I guess the key advantage of having a simple and relatively, you know, sort of queue output is that the appeal, right, to people will be there, right, especially to sort of the younger generation. And because it's a book team, you know, it's quite, I guess it'll be quite funny to many people, right? We wanted to actually leverage on that and sort of, you know, come out with merchandise with original designs, right? And open up merchandise stores online, you know, websites such as Redbubble and stuff like that, and where we actually put out designs based on the hoops, right? And then sell it to not only those from the Web 3.0 world, but also to those that are still in the Web 2.0 era. And this profit would then be shared with our NFT holders as well, right? You know, that's our first step. And as we open up to more design and so on, right, then our merchandise and the inventory will actually, and variety of our merchandise will actually increase, right? Really what we wanted to do with our project was to create a brand around it, right? And we actually branch off into that, right? But we are starting small right now, starting with the poops, right? And then taking one step at a time, so that, you know, we wanted to see where our, what we do, what's the impact on that, and then as well as adjust our strategies accordingly.
Excellent. I think there's a lot to be said for building up slowly. And as I say, I was trying to think when I first came across your project, and I think it was possibly even as early as February or March time. So, you know, obviously here we are in May now. And I think it's probably important to mention again for anyone sort of listening now or later, the mint is actually live of the of this first collection of 888 pieces. It's minting on Nowhere Art, and if you visit the site, the public whitelist phase, the public phase, I should say, is now underway to basically obtain one of this first collection. And I think as you've outlined there, obviously there's a whole range of different elements planned. So, you know, the treasury aspects, the charity aspects, I always applaud, and I think it's really great that you're doing that as well to give back to the community. But also, I think importantly, over time, as you build out, and obviously you've got your, you know, your Discord where you're having various, you know, games and competitions and so on. And I think, you know, also just to, you know, to reiterate, I like the fact that it's a hand-drawn individual art style. And also, as I say, the fact you're very much at the fun end. And there's, as I say, there's nothing wrong with other projects not being at the fun end. I think it's quite a nice and light-hearted project that will probably appeal to a sort of a younger market. And certainly, it's done in a humorous way, which I think is very important. In terms of, I know we've only got a relatively small audience, but if anyone does want to ask any questions, I mean, I will certainly. Have a few more that I can run through as well. But equally, if anyone's got a question they want to ask, either, you know, drop it on Twitter DMs. My DMs are open, or obviously press request, and we'll very happily get you up to chat. So you mentioned you have future plans to potentially go cross chain. Be really good to kind of hear a little bit more about sort of what first attracted you to Terra. So obviously you mentioned about the background there of the big NFT explosion in the, you know, the last sort of 12 months ago, you know, the likes of, you know, Bored Apes, Beeple, and many others really putting NFTs on the map in a big way in 2021, and obviously Terra really kind of starting our own journey last year as well. So just be good to hear kind of what inspired you to start with Terra.
Well, that's a very good question. I guess we launched on Terra, right? Because we really like the underlying tech, right? Firstly, you know, we have looked at Ethereum, we look at Solana, and so on, right? There are many factors that play into our decision to actually launch on Terra. Firstly, you know, because it's a proof of stake sort of blockchain, right? It's a key thing for us because we don't really want to launch on something that really harms the environment too much, right? And we do know that the NFT volume on Terra is actually lower than ETH or, you know, Solana. But I guess I guess, you know, there are other aspects that come into play. For example, you know, the ecosystem of dApps, right, on Terra is just amazing, right? We first encountered Angel Protocol, and we thought, you know, wow, what an innovative way to actually approach charity, you know, give once and then give forever. Anchor Protocol as well, which is really simple in concept, but that's what really the Web 3.0 needs, right? Easy to understand way for the Web 2.0 people to actually get in, right? It's as simple as deposit USD, get USD back, right? It's really simple and actually mirrors how actually traditional or banks actually work, right? So it's really easy for actually to get people in. We also like that, you know, that USD is a thing, right? We believe that in order to get in the crypto space, you need things to be as decentralized as much as possible, right? The concept of USD, you know, versus Luna, and USD being a decentralized currency, right? It's really something that really blows our mind, to be honest, right? The fact that it's backed by something that's not centralized by, like, you know, the rest of the stable coins like USDC, USDT, or Tether, really aligns with our vision of the Web 3.0 world, right? And then lastly, I guess we have been lurking in the Terra crypto Twitter for quite a while, and we have seen the community, how close knitted it is, right? And we really like it, right? We feel that it has strong potential to actually, you know, host the next OpenSea, right? And then win the Solana and Ethereum blockchain in terms of the NFT volume, right? So these are things that really plays a part and into our decision to launch on Terra. You know, we are still in the nascent stage of NFTs, I guess, in terms of the volume on Terra. But, you know, we do like to build small, right, and then grow with the whole ecosystem, right? As we have seen in the past couple of months that we have been here, the space has really exploded. There's a lot more projects than when we first started, right? There's a lot more marketplaces, and it's really vibrant, you know, getting busy and busier, right, nowadays. Yeah, I think that's part why we actually chose to launch on Terra. And I still believe that we have made the right choice.
And with that in mind, obviously, you mentioned it's still, you know, very early days for Terra. Do you have a kind of a plan for if the first collection doesn't sell out in its entirety? Any thoughts of what you would do in an event that, let's say, you sell out, let's say, 50 or 60% of the mint?
Well, we'll still continue on with our roadmap, right? Correct. I guess we will still seek the opinion of our community, right? Those that we have a duty of care to our NFT holders, I guess, to really seek, you know, what to do with it, right? But regardless of how many we mint, I guess we'll still be here. We'll still continue to, you know, sort of expand on our roadmap. You know, eventually we have many things that you want to do, right? Just that, you know, how many people comes along for the ride, and we are here for the long term, right? If let's say we don't mint out, I guess those remaining pieces would be burnt, and then we'll see what we can do, you know, in future, right, with the funds that we get and the minting proceeds. But we'll be here, right, definitely.
Okay, so I mean, it's important, obviously, so at this early stage, you're committed, even if there isn't a full mint out. And also, is there a reason why the launch period is quite limited? I think it's a month in total. Was there something in your own mind that said, you know, we don't want it running for longer than that?
Well, I think the minting period was 1 month. Actually, there's some factors that plays a part into it. I guess you know, there's some input from the marketplace. I guess that's quite a norm for, you know, I think the norm is actually 1 week, right? But requested for a month of minting period because we felt that we needed it, right, to actually develop a bit more on our marketing side. And that's why we requested for 1 month, right? Hopefully that's enough, right? If not, we'll have to see what we can do, right, with the minting period. But hopefully we get traction within 1 month, right? We really think that there's a lot of potential in what we're doing, and hopefully people come along with the with us on this journey.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, it's interesting. So I know that some projects will literally have maybe 24 or 48 hour mints, but I think hopefully you'll have a chance to really spread the word about what you're doing in the time that you're on launch. And certainly for me, it's refreshing to see, as I say, a project that not only has an interesting art style, but you've obviously thought, and you're building this as a small mint in relative terms of numbers versus some of the other larger projects that are out there in the space. What I will do now is also just remind anyone sort of on the spaces, you're very welcome to step up, ask any questions of the project, just request to speak, and be very happy to hear from you. In terms of my other sort of, if you like, thoughts and questions, it's really obviously a lot of it, and thank you for sort of going into the detail there about what would happen if you don't fully mint out. It's really obviously your first collection is very much around the poops. You're talking about future collections. Any thoughts at this stage on the likely content for those future collections, or was it a little bit early?
Well, it's a bit early right now, but I guess we have thoughts around, because we are building a world around the big mix world, right? The poops are really citizens, right? And what's natural to come next would be, where does poop ends up, right? In the toilet, right? And then, as well as other, I guess, funnier stuff. But at this point in time, we're still letting our creative juices run, and then seeing if, let's say, we can come up with some really creative stuff that we can actually present to the, sort of a Terra space, right? But really, at our heart, we really wanted our team to be lighthearted, to be funny, and really to let our NFT holders actually, when they see the NFTs, they mean, to have a laugh at, not everything needs to be serious, right? I guess that's what we're deviating from.
And I think that's definitely needed in the space. There have been some quite serious projects that are really good and have their own place, but it's good to have that range. And it raises a smile with the art, certainly for me. I guess really probably a sort of last main question from me. Obviously, when the collection mints, lots of different collections have, if you like, rights that their owners have. It'd just be great if you could share a little bit more about effectively what poop holders can do with their NFT in terms of their rights and creative availability to use.
I can actually, of course, you can sell your poops, you can hold your poops and use in your own designs and everything. I guess I don't have the, I can't tell you the details right now, but I think we had a session on our website that actually set up the rights of the NFT holders, right? Maybe I can request anyone who wants to know more to head to that, to our website, and then there's a FAQs under there for you to understand more, right? Of course, we are always open to the feedback of our community, right? And then we will adjust things on the way. After all, for an NFT, I guess what's really fixed is the artwork, right? The utility, the roadmap, and the all the other stuff are really things that could be changed along the way, right? And really what we wanted to hear more about is the input from our community and what they want, and that us as a project, we will adjust and make sure that we deliver what we promise.
Excellent. And I think for me, one of the real appeals of NFTs is how you can bring them into the real world as well, in terms of merchandise and everything else. Certainly I'm interested to hear more as you develop the project and get you back onto a future spaces where we can talk about the next steps and plans that you have. I'm very happy to sort of offer once more to anyone who's kind of listening in. If you've got any more questions, please do feel free to raise your hands. Otherwise, we'll look to do a bit of a kind of recap and wrap up in the next couple of minutes. So perhaps whilst we're waiting, I mean, basically, obviously, the project is now live. Phase one, a collection of 888 poops that are basically humorously themed along lots of different styles. I do like the holy the angel one. That's obviously it's a double meaning in terms of obviously it's a nod to the angel protocol, but also kind of the jokes there lots of other funny ones besides in terms of getting into sticky situations and what have you. So lots of the one that you're obviously sporting just now, the snail as it were. All nice art, all individually hand-drawn. And this collection is going to be the first of potentially a number of phases for this kind of humorous led project based out of Singapore, very small team as well. So all done as a small scale project that we'll look to scale appropriately in time. Obviously, you've got some good support there in terms of the charity aspects and also the growth plans with the poopsery, the treasury. I do like the play on words there. And the mint period is running for the next few weeks on Nowhere Art, the mint going live yesterday. So if you want a piece of the poop world, as it were, the opportunity is there for you to go out and purchase one of those. So with that in mind, I'm not seeing any hands. I'm happy to, as always on these, give the last word to the project. Thank you, obviously, for stepping up, and a reminder actually to anyone listening either now or in future, this is actually the very first time Big Biz World have ever been on a Spaces. So thank you for joining me for this. And also, I know it can be quite a big step, that first time speaking in front of lots of others. But I think what you will find, as I'm sure you already have, is Terra is a very friendly and welcoming community. And I wish you well with your mint as it progresses over the next few days.
Thanks a lot for inviting me into the space as well. Right. I think as the last word, we really wanted to thank all who have collabed with us, right, and help us to get some traction around, the project, right. I know we are a small project and you have a small community, but really thankful to those that have stayed around from the very beginning, right. And it's been a fun journey, really hope to actually expand this to greater things and bring it to greater heights. And I guess we'll be back for future spaces as well, right? And thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. Thank you.
Thanks very much. And a reminder, as always, that this spaces will be available in a kind of cleaned up version via Terra Spaces very soon, but it will be immediately available after this for replay. So thank you very much, and good luck with everything, and we'll get you back on a future Spaces. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Terra.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Super Terra meets Big Biz World, recorded on Monday, May 2nd, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. I'm running out the gate, rapping, step up to the plate. Represent the base when I'm rapping out my fate. Used to play ball, now I'm sitting on the bench like a mitt. Like to play dumb, so you can't tell me shit. Never gonna get me like a raise in your 50s. And if we go drifting, you better whip it swiftly. I'm on empty, feeling peppy enough to do a fucking barrel roll. Running out of air like this planet isn't terraformed. Looking terrible, like you need a breath. Getting cancer from these wearables, feeling kinda blessed. Tracking everywhere we go, error bar slow. Here we are, so I guess we put the terror in the art show. I'm not a leader, but I'll lead if you mislead her. All the creature comfort certified up in this teacher. Feeling like a tenure isn't even needed. Taking all that hunger, trying to feed it. Learning how to love life before we get defeated. Yeah. Rhythm. If you think you're coming at me first, you're gonna gonna get it last. Never mind the mass. Time's velocity divided by the past. Can't fight the facts. Rhyming fast. Sliding around, in fact. A little backhand. Should straighten up these little rats. You better pay attention to the dude that's spitting facts. Everybody likes to rap about how they got no attachment. Straight abandoned in the back of some shitty shack. Learn how to eat from watching dogs fight over trash. If you think I'm crass, brash, I'm being a little ass. I'm feeling a little bashful about bringing the illest back. It's like the virus brought the violence from the lowest to the highest. And we all got super quiet like the Mayans. And I don't even know where the fuck we go from here. A bunch of long hairs growing beards not showing fear. One step forward taking two steps back. And pray to your mother we don't hit a crack. Terror Spaces.